Second down, goal to go from the 9. Argos looking to add to the lead. Jarrett takes the snap. All day to throws. Got a man into the end zone. Touchdown, Argos. Caden Leggett. It's his favorite corner of Penn Air Field. We've seen him do it again and again. Third down and 5. They're going to chase Brown out of the pocket. He throws it. Picked off. Ralph Ortiz is taking it to the house. It's a pick 6. Touchdown, Argos. Jarrett takes the snap. Back to throw. Throws the back shoulder. Giles this time says no chance. Touchdown, Argos. The DB says I ripped it out at the end, but he had already run about 4 yards after catching it. Jalen Lee, you're not going to win that argument. Argos in the end zone again. John Giles, there go that man.
There go that man. Will Kennedy on the call.
Again and again.
That's right. Brian Henry is the UWF director of Argos director of athletic communication. He always joins us Monday after the games. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
It is great to be back again, Andrew.
Nice. How much of a hard time was he getting for that, or is that more of an inside joke that I don't know?
I don't know. That's the first I've heard of it, I'll be sure to bring it up in our meetings today.
Again and again. Oh, man. 49-21. Was I wrong for expecting this game to be a lot closer?
I think everybody was. I mean, it was 49-7, and I don't think – I mean, and their 7 was just a fluke fumble return where they just ripped it out of a running back's hands. I mean,
yeah, scoop and score.
It wasn't even that close. Like, I've never been to a beatdown like that where I thought it was going to be a competitive game.
So,
I mean, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, but yeah. it doesn't need to be – and they got, you know, 2 more touchdowns and kind of what garbage time kind of stuff at the end. But as has been the story all year, the defense is crazy good. I mean, I actually cut a bunch of the clips for, you know, stops and sacks, and just the defense is crazy this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember a year where our defense was this good this early. Usually it would take it till game 8, 9, 10, 11 before it was the dominant defense, but it's already like that in game 4. And it was like that in games 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
So,
it's
Cavell Connor is a football wizard on the defensive side of the ball.
And then, you know, obviously we have, it's weird because even though it didn't feel like the Argos of old in terms of the, you know, the big long pass play that's going to go for a touchdown for 40 or 50 yards like Shamari Mason or something like that. But we do have these players who are incredibly capable and gifted. It just seems like a lot of times we'll get to like the 4 and get tackled, and then we have to give it to C.J. Wilson to run it in. Not that I'm complaining about that way of scoring it, but, I mean, we do have some pretty unbelievable talents. Jared Smith and Caden Leggett, right?
Yeah, I mean, people knew about those guys, and then adding somebody like John Giles as a transfer who was a 1,000-yard receiver at Virginia Union, I mean, he's obviously pretty darn talented.
Right.
I mean, people are seeing that. And so, Caleb.
There goes that man.
His philosophy with Peely this year is we don't have to go deep. We don't have to go 30 yards every single play. We can be much more effective going 5 and 6 and 7 yards, and then every, like, 7 or 8 plays, go deep and surprise the defense. So, I mean, it's been more, and it's turned into a more effective peewee efficient peewee.
So it's not my imagination. It's just different play calling, is what you're telling me.
No, it's by design. Yeah,
okay.
The old coaching staff like to go deep a lot more. This coaching staff wants to be more ball control, and people may not think it's flashy, but you're still putting up 49 points.
Right.
So.
Well, as a non-football expert, as a pure layman, I like it when I wind up getting something right. So I'll take the win on that one. Meanwhile, penalties continue to be a problem.
They are. I mean, they are going down, I will say that. But, I mean, there still are just a few too many unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, things that are just a discipline issue. And you just got to – hit it like any college student. They're learning each week. You're learning new information. You're learning in your classes. you're learning in your practices and in your position group meetings. So hopefully they're learning, they can pass these tests and stop with the penalties. But I mean, I know we're last in the league in penalties, but we're still winning a lot.
Right.
And, but I mean, that will get come back to bite you later in the year. So it's gotta
right. In the close game, that could be decisive, and that's a problem. Was it Jared Smith that seemed like he got hurt at one point? Is he okay?
Yeah, he went up for a ball and made the catch and came down. It was a long 40, 50 yard, one of those long shots.
Right.
And I actually saw him in the locker room hallway. He was just kind of trying to collect himself. I think he was a little wind knocked out of him and stunned, and his body just needed some time to react to it.
Because
he really hadn't been a primary target this year, and so getting to make a big play, I think his adrenaline was probably pumping pretty good, and then when it wore off, the body told him, "Hey, that hurt."
Yeah, most definitely. So we got North Greenville coming up this weekend, right? Away game.
Yeah, it's a road game. They always have played us tough. Usually, it's at home. The two times that we played them on the road, we've been pretty dominant. But I mean, they're 2-2. They've got a win over West Alabama. They lost to Valdosta State by 3 touchdowns this last weekend, but. I still think they're dangerous. They have a pretty good quarterback, and they have the best receiver in the conference along with John Giles.
Okay,
so passing games are both going to be on display this weekend.
And other than that, which will be in the way, we've got everything else is at home, right? Volleyball, soccer, and swimming.
Volleyball hosts a couple matches Friday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday. Soccer's. They're hosting Lee and Shorter this weekend. Those games are actually going to be played at Shoreline Field in Gulf Breeze.
Oh.
Right next to the Gulf Breeze Library. We've had some maintenance issues to the soccer field, which has forced a couple games to get moved. And so as a result, those games will actually be day games on Friday at like noon and 2:30.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, they'll be the same time that they've always been at 12:30 and 3:00. But they'll all be out at Shoreline Field on Shoreline Drive.
Oh, what a treat for people who live in Gulf Breeze to be able to watch that. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, you can take a lunch break and head on over to the nice, that field, I don't think it's even a year old.
No, it isn't.
October or November last year. So it's a nice little facility they're building out there.
And it's gorgeous. If you haven't been out there, yeah, it's a really fantastic facility. Well, very good. We'll look forward to some of the fun stuff at home and then watching the Argos play away at North Greenville over the weekend. As always, Brian Henry, the UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communication. Sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for the information. And go Argos.
No problem, Andrew. Go Argos again and again.
Nicely done. Candy's got